This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. It's 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are for free, so do enjoy those. And they include things like our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program. See it yourself. And if you're a lady listener, get involved over at shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Starting things out with your phone calls. That is the point of this program. But coming up, Mark, you've got something about what was it?
Well, it's an article called "Our Camera's the New Gun."
I would say yes. So we'll see what
they have to say. Gizmodo.
What new light they will shed upon that. But first, let's go to Ryan, listening in Texas. Ryan, you're on with Ian, Dale, and Mark on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, how you doing today?
Hey Ryan, what's on your mind?
Okay, well, I heard your story yesterday about the Bay County Sheriff's Department, and I wanted to share a story of my own about the Bay County Sheriff's Department in Panama City, Florida.
By all means.
Okay. Well, I used to live there, actually, a few years back, and I had a house, and, you know, one day, out of the blue, I got a knock on the door. Some guy, he wasn't dressed as a cop, you know, in plain clothes, so I talked to him, and he was a sheriff, and apparently in the townhouse district that I was in, you know, was, you know, some were renters, some were owners, but they're looking for some drug dealer that was rumored to be hiding out somewhere there. So they were asking everybody if they'd seen him, if they knew who he was. They showed me a picture. I had no idea who he was, but, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. And then after it was over, they asked if they could come in and search my house, which I politely declined. You know, I don't have anything to hide, but, you know, it's my privacy, it's my personal space, yeah. And I have any right being there. So, you know, they tried to convince me, oh, well, you know, we're just trying to catch this guy that's selling drugs to kids and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I could assure you
he's not in here. I'm helping you. You don't need any more help. He's not in here.
Right, exactly. So, you know, eventually, you know, he was rebuffed and, you know, he didn't get to come in and search my house. And so, you know, I closed the door and went about my business. So do you think that was the end of the story?
Nope. Yeah, of course it is. I mean, why would a police officer, you know, give some kind of retaliation for you exercising your constitutional rights?
Right, exactly. So a few hours later, you know, and I'd forgotten all about it. You know, I figured, you know, that was it. You know, me and my girlfriend, we got hungry, so we were going to go out and, you know, get some burgers or something. So, you know, as we were leaving, we couldn't quite leave very easily because there was a car that was blocking, like, the parking lot. So that it was made it very, very difficult for anyone to drive in or out. And I just thought it was some guy being a jerk or something. But,
sure.
You know, I later realized that it was the cops trying to prevent people from coming and going. But, you know, because, like, you know, I pulled up and, you know, if somebody's in the way, you wait for a minute. If they're going to move, they don't move.
Right.
So I had to, like, maneuver around him with, like, 2 inches to spare. Like, that was it. Any less and it would be, like, scratch paint. But anyway, I get by him and I go on my way. And, you know, maybe, like, a mile or two down the road, I see lights in my window. Cop, you know, pulling me over. I'm like, you know, what's going on?
Hmm.
And, you know, and this wasn't a cop car. I mean, it was like a normal looking car that,
so,
you know,
undercover.
And,
yeah.
Right. You know, so they pull me over and they're like, it was the guy. He says, well, we have you on camera not using your turn signal when you turned left. And I was like, what? Like, he followed me so that he could get me for something. And
I don't think that's illegal in Florida.
Yeah, in Florida.
And so I'm like,
they're sitting there taking their sweet time. And then he comes in and he says, well, while we've been here, we had a drug dog out to your house and he targeted your house. So, you know, but, and it went on for a while. But he's like, well, we'll let you sign this. You know, if you let us come and search your house, you know, we won't give you a ticket and you can, you know, go on your way. Or we can sit here and wait while we get a court order to search your house. And now, I knew he was lying. I'd seen enough episodes of Law and Order to know that cops are allowed to lie to you to get what they want. I knew he was lying. 99.9% sure. I don't have any drugs. I don't do drugs. The person who owned the house before me was my mother, and she doesn't do drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing in the house. But there was a 0.1% chance that, like, maybe somebody was smoking something and threw something in the bushes outside or something. And I know that if you if the cops don't like you and they're going to search your house and they're going to make a point of being a jerk, they can, like, tear up the couch and put holes in the wall.
I wouldn't even put it past them to put something there. Yeah. I really wouldn't, you know.
Yeah, and there's that too. If they're mad at you, if they're pissed at you, they'll go out of their way to do bad things to you.
Sure.
You know, so
it's true.
And I knew that. And even though I knew he was lying, and you know, I knew he wasn't going to be getting a cold order, I realized that he was going to stop at no end to get into my house. You know, there was no end. Plus, my girlfriend was there and was taking all this time, and you know, I had stuff to do. If I didn't, I would have just, like, stood up to him completely if it wasn't for someone else there. You know,
that's what they use against you. You know, they know that people have lives. These police officers, the idea is they're there to protect and serve you, but they're not. You know, the idea is that these are the stalwart defenders of the Constitution. For God's sakes, they raised their hand and swore an oath to it. Of course, they're allowed to lie in order to get done what they need to get done, but you know, it's a dirty job and it takes a dirty guy to do it. You know, this is the BS that we're fed, but this is the behavior that you're talking about here is the kind of result. It's not always the result every time with law enforcement, but it breeds that amongst them when you don't have somebody who's accountable for their action, and they're not. They have a sovereign immunity in some cases and qualified immunity in all cases. So they're not responsible for their actions. They can do whatever they want. They can say whatever they want. The Supreme Court has ruled they're allowed to lie to you.
So you gave in.
Yep. I gave in. I let them come. And you know, and when they were in there, they were quick. And I stayed next to him the whole time. I didn't let him go wandering off on his own. And he just came in and he looked around and he left. And I realized something after he left that just made me laugh. That they didn't look in the attic. I mean, and hours had passed by the time that, you know, he came and went. So if I was hiding a drug dealer, I'd have stuck him in the attic. I mean, they didn't look.
Wow.
I could have had a drug dealer, and they went on their way.
So it wasn't about finding a drug dealer. They knew at some point or another that they weren't going to find a drug dealer. The only point was to get into your house and get compliance.
Yeah,
that's true. Now, did they end up waiving the ticket as they'd promised?
Yeah. Generally, and from what I've heard in the Bay County Sheriff's Department, they don't like to give tickets, like speeding tickets and stuff. Like the individual city police do, because that's their revenue generation. But the Sheriff's Department is elected official, and voters don't like getting tickets. So generally, unless it's something really, really bad, they won't actually give anybody a ticket.
And so you were dealing with the sheriffs.
I'm telling you, I don't think that turn signals are not using your turn signal is illegal in the state of Florida.
Seems unbelievable that would be true.
You don't have a camera on you all the time, I take it.
No, well, this was years ago. I mean, I may have had a crappy cell phone, but like smartphones didn't really exist. Okay. I mean, Blackberries were around, but not many people had them, and you know. Now I do.
What would you have done differently today if the same thing had happened, knowing what you know?
Well, the thing is, like, I can't do civil disobedience for someone else. You know, if I was by myself, I would have stood up to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I would still would.
That's,
you know,
not civil disobedience. You know,
well,
standing up to
making,
him is not civil disobedience.
Yeah, well, I mean, if
standing
I would have done and been there for, you know, hours and hours and hours and been bored out of my mind, you know, just making him wait and, you know, is what I'm saying. But I'm not going to force someone else that's with me who doesn't really want to get involved and, you know.
I agree with that. I understand and appreciate where you're coming from. When I was coming back from Canada on a vacation, I had certain things that I would have liked to have done, but there were others who were with us, and it, you know, just wasn't appropriate to be Mr. Activist at that point in time and put somebody else at risk or at jeopardy of bodily harm by these violent men who will do whatever it is they please.
I like that. I understand that, not wanting to make your girlfriend's with you, don't want to make her wait and everything. But I don't like calling that, like, activism, just standing up for your rights by their laws. I would hardly call
that
activism.
But it is activism.
It is.
I mean, I'm sorry, though. The ring of activism has shrunk with people's complacency and apathy to the point that actually standing up and doing what's constitutional is activism.
Brian, thanks for the call and the story. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. Kero Stove for family emergency solutions.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, and they include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download right there on the front page of the website. Free for you at freetalklive.com.
Okay, now let me ask you, do you dread the long days of summer and the long hot nights? Well, let me tell you what I found. It's Nature B, and it can help you. Here's Mike Buck, all the way from Hawaii, to explain.
Happy Talk Live Friday, everybody. You know, you're right. In today's busy world, that perfect diet is really difficult. Too much fast food, not enough time to get the right shopping and preparation done. And that's why almost everybody listening right now to you guys needs a helping hand to get the nutrients your body needs to function in top working order. And thank goodness, that's exactly where New Zealand's Nature Bee comes in.
Nature Bee has been called the health food store in the palm of your hand. Why is it the world's only perfect food?
You know, it's the only substance that we know of that actually contains everything you need. All your vitamins, aminos, minerals, and antioxidants, the right balance of enzymes. Plant pollen has been around since day number one, but Nature Bee's exclusive process, cracking open those tough cell walls called potentiation, makes it different. It gets absorbed quicker, takes care of your energy, your digestive system, gives you a better look at hair, skin, and nails, and stamina to really power through the summer.
So now we know that Nature Bee is all natural, all organic, fresh, and direct to us from clean, green New Zealand, and it provides 100% of the natural organic vegetable food that you need. How can you get it?
Easy. A couple of ways to do it, and they're both going to save you money. How's that?
And that's
good. 6 months supply, $99.95 for 6 months, plus 3 extra months for free, right to your door without even shopping. You make the toll-free call, we power it on its way. 1-866-834-8355 to Auckland. 1-866-834-8355. Or, of course, online at Nature Bee's easy to work website, naturebee.com.
Once again, be just like me, and I wouldn't go without Nature Bee. I think it's a great product. Come on and get healthy by calling 866-834-8355 now or online at naturebee.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. That's the number, allows you to dial in, bring up whatever you want on this program, Free Talk Live. We continue with your calls. John is in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Yeah, this is John from Salt Lake. How you doing?
Hey, John, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I was thinking about, like, the tea parties and how, you know, a lot of patriots are kind of coming together, but I'm wondering if that's enough. I'm wondering with the talk radio and with all the ideas and the energy we're putting out, if we're going to need a little bit more help on this go-around.
If that's enough for what? You say you wonder if that's enough. What do you mean?
Well, enough to you know, preserve our freedoms, our rights, our constitutions. You know,
well, I mean, wait a minute. Wait, preserve? I don't know about you, but I don't see very many freedoms in this country.
They're gone.
They've been gone a long time.
They're leaving.
Exactly. You know, I'm wondering, in order for us to get it back, if it's going to take more than just, you know, talk.
Paint a little picture for me. When you say get it back, presumably you mean freedom. But what do you mean? Can you get a little more descriptive?
Sure. Well, just, you know, back to the days of our founding fathers where we had the, you know, our Bill of Rights and there was no, you know, there was right for peaceful protest. And, you know, it seems like America was a 250-year accident. I mean, never before in the history of man has one document preserved the rights of the individual. And now it seems that, you know, this accident is about ready to, you know, restart itself in history as another, you know, monarchy. And,
when do you feel as though the document ceased to preserve people's rights?
I would say back when, you know, the First World War, when, you know, the Federal Reserve was written into, you know, the Federal Reserve Act back in Wilson's day. I would say that was the, you
how
know,
the Civil War?
Beginning
how
of
about,
the end.
How about the Civil War with Abraham Lincoln going around rounding people up and...
Well, you know, I mean, granted, the South was being funded by the British on the Civil War. I mean, you know, that war had to be won. I mean, I believe Lincoln did what he had to do to, you know, keep the country united.
You mean kill? By united, you mean killing people, his brothers, and killing human beings?
How else?
By united, he means subservient to the federal government.
Well, wait, no, this piece of paper that you're talking about, the Constitution, don't you think that if people actually had rights, they'd have the right to leave?
Sure. I think they had more than enough opportunity to leave if they didn't like the laws here in America. I mean,
Lincoln said that
that he would allow the Southern states to return to the unions, the ones that had left, and keep slavery. They would be allowed to continue to own people if that's what they want to do, as long as they returned. So
and paid their taxes.
And yeah, they wanted of course the tax revenue.
Some new exorbitant ones.
So I mean that's and they were taxing the crap out of the southern states. So I mean it seems like all Lincoln cared about was preserving the Union. And to me, the Union's just a contract, I guess, that the states signed on to. And every contract should have an exit clause. Do you think that exit clause should be death?
Well, if you remember, Lincoln was trying to get America to print their own money. I mean, so the debt would have been relieved, and we would have just, you know, have the American Reserve instead of the Federal Reserve note.
At the time of Lincoln, the United States government was actually had a metal-backed currency, and during the Civil War, Lincoln created another fiat currency, and then they went back on to the metal-backed currency after the Civil War.
The Federal Reserve don't.
The Federal Reserve didn't exist until 1913. Right. So,
the silver certificates came first.
Yes. I think what the caller is saying, correct me if I'm wrong, but the impression I got is that you think it would have been a good thing if we'd gone if they had gone ahead and started printing money, gotten on to a fiat currency, because it wouldn't have been the banks, it would have been the government doing it, and so that would have been better. Are you implying that would have been better than what we have now because the banks are doing it?
Well, you know, actually, I'll take it a step further, and, you know, my original intention of calling was, you know, I mean, beyond, you know, the answer, because we're all aware of the problems of the country, but what do you gentlemen think would be the solutions? What do you think the answer? I mean, the Tea Party seemed like a good idea. They seem like, you know, at least people are getting more aware. But
I don't think the Tea Parties are really anything more than a bunch of Republican rallies where they promote their candidates and get people all jazzed up to vote Republican.
They seem a lot like the second contract with America to me. That's what they sound like. I think it's good because it tells Republican candidates that this is what they want. But this really is the Republican talking point. Every time they're out of office, this is what they do. They run back to the Constitution and freedom, a small central government, and all that other stuff. But when they get in power, everything you see is growth when it comes to government.
I don't know if I can even answer your question because your question presumes that we're on the same page to start with, and I don't know if that's the case. I mean, you say a lot of things that I could generally agree with, but on the other hand, you're kind of coming out in support of the Civil War, and that's scary.
I think actually we're getting onto it that a start would be for people to start holding them accountable, which would mean to start seceding.
Let's come back, though. We can if you want to hang on, John, we'll bring it back. We can continue the discussion here.
Great, that'd be nice.
In order to answer your question, we have to be on this at least the same page of understanding, and I don't know if I'm there yet. 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today. When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And all the features there are completely free. So do enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And the features include our webcam. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com to watch and listen and chat all at the same time. We've got the chat room built into the same page as the webcam. And by the way, for those that still like the old chat room, because we made some changes yesterday, if you prefer the old chat room, there's a link there that'll allow you to use the old setup.
Will you be able to talk to the same people?
Yeah, it's the same chat room.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just the different
interface.
Correct. The interface has changed. But it's all still free, and it's all still there at cam.freetalklive.com. And the webcam is brought to you by memorydealers.com. By the way, I want to tell you about the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's coming up here in just about 20 days, 3 weeks, less than 3 weeks from now. We will be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live, and it's going to be a lot of fun. There are hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people who are coming together in order to get active for freedom. Many of them have already made the move to New Hampshire. A number of them are considering a move to New Hampshire, and others are in the process of moving. Some people will move, and Porkfest will be when they move to New Hampshire. They will come up, they'll go to Porkfest, and they'll never go back from where they came. So it's a great time. It's going to happen in the northern part of New Hampshire, Lancaster, at a place called Rogers Campground, same place as last year. Hundreds of like-minded people hanging out, camping, socializing, doing activities of various different sorts, everything from family affairs to Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party. And I guess you could bring your family to that. It all depends.
There'll be families there, too.
It all depends. Well, there's also going to be pole dancing there, so I guess it just depends on what kind of family you have.
How old are you?
How what?
Old.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And there's houseboy auditions in my tent.
Oh, I heard about that.
Dear God.
Hey, how did I get signed up for that, Dale?
It's very casual. Just okay. Kidding. Well, I just have a number tab at the...
Just fine,
just like at the deli at the grocery store. No, but what nights is Free Talk Live broadcast?
Every night we're there, we'll be broadcasting live. And I know we're going to be there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night for sure. I think it's still up in the air as to whether or not we'll do Wednesday. I'm not sure about that.
Okay. Some of us are getting there Monday.
So, yeah, some people are really arriving early, and the official Porkfest dates are the 24th through the 27th. However, people do arrive earlier on in the week, and they, take it easy. And, of course, the whole weekend is really taking it easy, though there's a lot to do as well. You can get as busy as you want to. And go to porkfest2010.com to learn more about it. Pork with a C, by the way. P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, porkfest2010.com. Get registered. It's only $25. Of course, that doesn't include your camping. That's a little bit extra. But it's going to be a lot of fun. I look forward to it very much. As we continue here taking your phone calls, John, I think, is still with us. John, are you there in Utah?
Yes, I am.
Okay, John, you called in tonight with a question, and if you could just recap your question, because I don't want to try to recount it and mess it
no
up.
No problem. So. It was more or less, I'm seeing a lot of movements going on with, whether it be the tea parties or just other organizations, or the people are just, trying to come up with this answer, the solution to what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so my question is do you gentlemen know of I don't want to use the word Jedi or whatnot. I mean, I'm thinking, as history repeats itself, we see that the battle that is coming before us is going to be more than just guns. I mean, I see this is going to be, spiritual as well as physical, to reclaim and to reestablish our freedoms. And
so you're seeing a battle? You're seeing some sort of a violent clash?
I'm saying our founding fathers gave us the right under the Declaration of Independence that when our form of government no longer represents this document, it is the right of the people to rise up and to reestablish this form of government. So hopefully it can be done peacefully. I like to do the Mahatma Gandhi idea, but I don't know if peaceful persuasion right now is going to go up against the force of what we're encountering right now. And so, the question is there people out there that are actually prepared, that actually have Alex is on the right page, you guys are, but, right now...
I'm not on that page. I'm not going to fight to get that kind of government because I think it's corrupt. It's not a consensual form of government. And so I wouldn't want to fight for that.
Where we need to reestablish our constitution?
No, I don't... No, I don't think. I think the Constitution is. I don't. First, the first mistake I think you made was you said the founding fathers gave us a right, and I don't think it's much of a right if it's given by a human being. I think you can establish a notion of rights which is sensible based on, logic
from,
and reason
from our
and
creator.
Yeah. So they didn't give it to us. A human being does not give another human being rights.
Fair enough.
And so a constitution is a piece of paper written by human beings. Now, and that's fine if you want to establish, if you want to sort of state certain things sort of for the record, but just understand that that's what you're doing and that the paper is not creating the rights or anything. And I think it's, and the problem is I think it's flawed in that it gave powers to enslave people. And that's why, where I think it started going wrong right away.
So, John,
what was the form before then? I mean, what was our alternative before the Constitution, if I may ask?
I'm not interested in what happened before. If you look at the history of mankind, it's been incredibly barbaric, and it's we keep making steps towards freedom. But so I don't want to look to the past for what to do. I want to look to the future for what we should be doing and how we should be thinking. And I don't want to go back to the Constitution. I want to go to something freer.
Right, John. I don't think it's a chasm that's separating us here. I think it's a creek. And I'd like to see if I can give it a shot here, John.
Sure.
I don't think the Constitution went far enough. And I think it's a failed document. I think the 200-plus years of having it around shows that it either has established this government that we have, this is the government that the Constitution established, or it failed to protect us from this government, so therefore it's a failure. One of those two. And I'm not interested in going back to it because it's
already
failed.
If it's no longer being represented, then it is a failure, yes, but it's not the fault of the document, it's the fault of those upholding and swearing to uphold its allegiance.
Well, the idea of the document was that it would somehow bind those people. And I'm not blaming the document. The document is a piece of, hemp paper or cotton or something like that that somebody wrote on. It isn't imbued with some magical force. I'm not saying it's bad or evil or wrong or any of those things.
So let's say that you're right, and we take that away from the scenery. Then what kind of world do we live in, if I may ask?
Well, I would say that the first step, if we were going to make steps to get from here to there is to for states to withdraw from the federal government apparatus. I don't think that we as states, people that live in states, need the federal government for anything.
Okay, that's fair.
I think that they can, handle, naval, having a navy or whatever. Most countries don't. We have the largest military. If you could took all the military of all the countries all around the world and compared it to ours, we still have a bigger one.
And okay.
So we don't need the military the size that it is. Essentially, what you and I pay for is keeping shipping lanes clear for people in countries that don't know us, that we don't have any obligation to. We, the United States citizen, are slaves of the world. We are the indentured police of the world. We don't have any choice but to pay for those things. And there's no reason that you and I should have to pay for them. The only thing that we should have to pay for is protecting you and me, ourselves, from some kind of terrible force.
How do you suggest we do that, sir? Keeping our sovereignty with the states,
maybe
how do you
militia?
Suggest we protect ourselves from the federal government if it takes power that does not belong to it?
Well, I don't think the federal government, if a state, and the states have not shown any willingness to do anything along this line, but if a state just said, I've had enough, and we're going to go do this on our own, then I don't think they'll have too much trouble from the federal government. I don't think it's going to be a Civil War Part II where they roll in tanks or something like that. I think the federal government will try to get them to come back. They'll use political pressure, but if they had the fortitude, the resolve to leave, then they would probably have the resolve to stay gone, right?
Sure.
It would be largely a PR battle, I think. And that would be a tough battle, but I don't think it would be a battle of violence. It would be a PR battle.
My highest and best advice is do not fire on any government force.
Yes, right. They'll try to make you fight, and just don't.
Yeah. Yeah,
they'll put pressures on you to try and make you fight, and that's going to be the tough part.
Say again, John?
God, he did it. Now, where do you see this evolving to?
Let's talk about that. Hang on. We'll hang on to you here. More in moments with John. Where will it evolve to? The absence of the federal government? Leaving? Secession? Political secession? I think it's a good first step. Free Talk Live.
Hey, America. How do you use WebEx?
We use WebEx for our fantasy baseball draft.
I use WebEx to record meetings, so anyone who misses it can see it, hear it, and get up to speed quickly.
My son came home from school sick yesterday. Thanks to WebEx, I didn't miss the client meeting. I saw everything right on my cell phone.
Got an idea? Start a WebEx. Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, cross town or cross country. Share presentations. Conduct training sessions. You can even pass the ball and let others take control. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREE TRIAL to get a free trial and a free VoIP headset. Remember that code, FREE TRIAL. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details. Go to WebEx.com and click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREE TRIAL.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
This is customer service. How may I help you?
I'd like to cancel my order for your super skincare formula.
And why are you canceling?
Honestly, I found a product that really works.
Can I ask what it's called?
It's called Night Skin. It's the only cream I found that helps fade age spots on my skin.
Really?
And Night Skin supports the production of natural collagen. My face looks amazing.
Maybe you can tell me how to get Night Skin.
Before you spend tons of money on so-called quick-fix skin creams, try Night Skin. Night Skin is a scientifically formulated
formulated anti-aging cream made by Dr. Arthur Perry, an award-winning Harvard-trained plastic surgeon. For a limited time, he's offering a free sample of Night Skin to new customers. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free sample per household. Call now and try Dr. Perry's Night Skin free. Call 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can...
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. You got to get the shopping done. You might as well do it at amazon.freetalklive.com. You don't even have to leave your house or office. Stuff is delivered to your door and you get great prices as well. And plus, when you order through amazon.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live will get a cut. So we're going to continue here. John is, I believe, still with us in Utah. We're talking about some ideas as far as, you know, what's next? I mean, clearly there's not much freedom left in America. And so what can be done to get to freedom? What can be done to achieve freedom, liberty in our lifetime, so to speak? And, Mark, you came up with a good suggestion. Because I don't think the Tea Parties are going to do anything. It's just a Republican Republican rallying point, and that's just going to be to get their Republican people elected so they can take the reins of power and lord it over.
Yeah, the Republicans are only upset when Democrats take their power take their liberties away, mm-hmm. when Democrats infringe on their liberties. That's the only time Republicans are upset. As long as Republicans are taking their liberties away,
no problem. No.
Yeah, it's okay.
If Barack Obama had suggested the Patriot Act, it would have the sky would have been falling, sure, as far as the Republican talking heads out
our
there.
Our privacy!
Holy crap, this is awful! But when a Republican does it, it's necessary for national security.
Right, then you're not patriotic if you don't support it.
Right.
A Republican
you hate Jesus and George Washington if you don't like the Patriot Act.
So, John,
what do you got to hide, citizen?
So we're talking about secession. As far as a political solution, I think secession is a good one. I think it's a good first step toward a voluntary society and getting
away. I believe in recursive secession. I'm all for states seceding, but mm-hmm. I don't really believe in the concept of a state. It's just a good start. You know, it certainly undermines the
federal.
It's holding the federal government accountable, and then the idea is for individuals to be able to secede from states as well.
Which we're actually going to be doing here this summer at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which I mentioned before. I just now, during that break, sent the text of a new, I don't know if you want to call it a constitution, let's see, there's something that we called it, but we're going to be having a signing ceremony at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We've got a guy that, I guess, does calligraphy. He's going to write up.
That'll make it legit.
Where's this going to be?
I'm sorry, what, John?
Where's this festival going to be held?
Oh, porkfest2010.com, Northern New Hampshire, Lancaster, New Hampshire.
PRCFEST.
No, in fact, that's interesting because, you know, they have like the Rainbow Fest and the Burning Man Fest here in the West.
That's right.
And what I'm noticing is, you know, America, if anything, has at least provided a fertile ground for a lot of seeds to be planted. And I'm noticing a lot of people are waking up to a higher realization that, number one, what we perceive as matter is actually fluctuated energy. And a lot of what we're learning gurus, a lot of these, you know, these messages like the men who stare at goats. You know, once you get in tune with your higher self, once you get in tune, you know, your true, you know, self, you're able to do incredible things. And maybe that's the next phase. Maybe that's the evolution is we're going to actually evolve into, you know, a more of a being. Our humanity is not going to surpass our technology this time.
I'm actually walking through walls already.
No, I like your I like your viewpoint, John, and I certainly think share it mostly. The idea that that you know there's more to it than meets the eye, so to speak. That we're all part of a giant whole. I'm a panentheist.
I do think that I do. If you look at the nature of natural selection, and that it's really this process that's inherent in the laws of the universe, and how order emerges. There's an emergent natural order of things that emerges out of chaos, and the way that process works, it is almost like the universe that concocted us to do something. You know, and what exactly? I think that's what we're trying to figure out. And I think that I think there is something about getting in touch with that your will actually has a purpose, and sort of getting in touch with your true self deep down, and getting guidance from that. You know, really, you know, taking some time to focus inward, because we are so surrounded by distractions and surrounded by things that are pulling us in all these different directions. If you focus inward and get in touch with your true will, what it is that you're inspired and motivated and desiring to do, then I think you can be more effective at accomplishing all sorts of things.
And I love how John asked the question before we went to the last break, is where will it evolve from there? And that's really, I think, a key word for me in this whole discussion is evolve and evolution, because I think it is about, that's what it really is about. It's not about going back, as you mentioned.
Concept.
Sure, right.
To revolve means to go back around to the beginning, to start over.
Right.
So we want to move on. We want to move on past the idea that human beings should be using coercive violence against their fellow man. And that's basically what that's the founding concept of what a government really is that, you know, people are going to threaten others in order to get them to behave in a certain way. And I think that's inappropriate. I think that we can encourage others to behave in a certain way through incentives in the marketplace and through ostracism and things like that. And so the question of to where it will evolve from there, I mean, if we're starting at a point of secession, I think Dale touched on the idea of individual secession, of declaring yourself independent from the idea of a coercive government. But all of these things that we're talking about here, pretty high concept in that it's not really possible. You go to a tea party, those people aren't talking about these things. In general, the political discussion today is still stuck in the red-blue paradigm of our team versus your team, red team versus the blue team, and it's very basic. In order to elevate that discussion, we have to bring the people who understand where we want to go, and that is, at least I am speaking for myself here, want to achieve a voluntary society, a society where human beings interact on a consensual basis. So we have to bring those people together to the same place in order to do that evolution, in order to take those next steps, because otherwise we're way too diffuse, we're too diluted in the regular population. So that's the point of the Free State Project. That's the point of getting people together here in New Hampshire, and that's what the Porcupine Freedom Festival is all about, is to bring a lot of those people together to the same campground for a weekend and make connections and that sort of thing.
That is, you know, sir, I think that is, that very well could be the answer. I mean, you get enough of those eagles to come to the same nest and get that energy to bounce off of each other. I think the answer just might, you know, present itself.
I mean, let me tell you, it is working. We are here, and I believe what you're saying is true. That's why I picked up my life and moved, after living 26 years in the state of Florida, and moved to New Hampshire, where it gets pretty cold during the wintertime.
Me too, from Florida. Dale from
Georgia.
Yeah.
So people, California.
Hundreds and hundreds of people have picked up, who believe in liberty, John, have
That's
picked
right.
up and moved their lives to the state of New Hampshire. And thousands are coming.
Over 10,000 have signed now at freestateproject.org, and we want to reach 20,000. So if it sounds good to you, what I'd recommend that you do is go to freestateproject.org tonight.
Yeah, you sound like the kind of guy I'd like to see here, John.
Yeah. Go to freestateproject.org, check out the website, look at the statement of intent, sign it if it sounds right to you, and get on up here. Come up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and you'll be blown away at the energy, the feeling that you'll get when you're around literally hundreds of other people that have a similar mindset. And we are not all in lockstep. There are differences and belief systems that are you know, different between those, some of us.
There's differences at this table.
Right. But the general, the thing that brings us all together is a love for freedom and the idea that's what we want, and that we're willing to actually get active and do something in order to achieve it. So these are people that have picked up their lives and are making the move, are planning to make the move, or have made the move here to New Hampshire, and they're getting active in various different ways, whether it be politics, whether it be civil disobedience or outreach, or creating our own media. There's so much to do up here, and it's really just the most fun I've ever had in my life. It's an absolute blast.
In fact, that's inspired me to kind of learn from that group, then maybe start one here in the UNS. I mean, our mountains here, I haven't been to New Hampshire, but we've got some of the most breathtaking, majestic mountains you've ever seen.
I understand where you're coming from on that. You're going to have – it's going to be tough to do what you're talking about. It's been – the Free State Project has been around since 2001. And,
oh, yeah.
And so there's already actually a Free State West. Wyoming, I think, was chosen for the Free State West. And they're trying to compete with the Free State Project here in New Hampshire. And they just can't. You know, they just don't have what it takes.
They don't have the numbers.
Yeah, they don't have the numbers, and they're not even close.
We've got hundreds of movers, thousands of people.
You know, think about it. They've done statistics, even at coast to coast, where you get enough people together and you focus in on the same solution. I don't say the problem. I say the solution, because you see it as though it's already happened. But miracles, I mean, earthquakes have been diverted, hurricanes. I mean, there's been an incredible...
Well, the trick is to get people to come. The trick is to get people to come to where you are, but if we're out here promoting New Hampshire and bringing people here, you're going to have a lot of competition, and I would highly recommend you go to freestateproject.org, take a look at it, give it a serious thought, and I thank you for the call, because it's pretty unlikely that something similar to this movement is going to blossom anytime soon anywhere else. I'd love to see that happen. If 50 Free State Projects were possible, we wouldn't be here in New Hampshire. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.